The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey, bitch, what is your whole deal? Hey, bitch, just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love.
With Kat
and Pat.
Hey, hey. Is for the horses. Way you look at me.
It's for the way you look at me. It's also, of course, for the animal horses to enjoy as a snack or a meal. It's a meal replacement. It's actually an amazing meal replacement for horses.
My name is Catherine.
My name is Patrick. And this is
Seek Treatment, a podcast about boys, sex, fucking, dating, and love. We just unlocked a memory.
Because we were talking, well, for one, Catherine's eating a
I'm eating something called donut.
No, it's not. It's called dreaming about donuts.
It's a true bar.
But the flavor is called Daydreaming About Donuts, which is such a clunky...
It's kind of fucked up and it's kind of cruel.
What a cumbersome title,
like,
of something.
Hey, you little piggy. Oink, oink.
Daydreaming About
Wish
Donuts.
Wish you could have, like, a donut, Mrs. Piggy.
Yeah, it's like, it's assuming that you're obsessed with donuts.
Yeah, I can get by without donuts.
All your discursive thought is around donut, donut, donut.
Yeah, yeah. Daydreaming. Yeah. It's like, I have other things I want. A house.
It's also kind of all day I dream about sex culture.
Yeah.
Adidas.
I want property.
Yeah.
I want to own property.
And you and
that's
what
you're
daydreaming about.
That's what this is called. Anyway.
She was eating it, and I said, it actually doesn't taste like a donut. It tastes like old school power bars, which I said I used to love when I was a child on my way to a cross country meet.
And I said, you know what I want when I was a child? It was a Slim Fast.
And then
drink.
I said, not me in my cousin's garage hiding behind the garbage pail drinking my aunt's Slim Fast. I was always at my cousin's house taking things that my mom didn't buy and, like, hiding and eating them. I remember my mom wouldn't buy me Cadbury cream eggs for some reason during Easter.
That's why we're like this. That's why I'm binge. That's why I'm binge.
Me
binge,
stealing
binge,
a Cadbury. Binge. Me stealing a Cadbury cream egg out of my cousin's Easter basket, running upstairs, hiding under her bed and eating it.
Yeah, that's literally life.
Okay.
We are live in the studio with someone literally everyone I know, in love with you, obsessed with you, never met you, been thinking of you,
you
for
guys
years.
Have never
I've been
met.
Thinking, I've been thinking of you for years.
She's always thinking, she's daydreaming about Johnny.
I've been daydreaming about you. And you know why you're so important to me? You're a celebrity in my house because... Oh. Boom, 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 boom. You are a celebrity in my house.
I didn't know he was a celebrity in your house.
Oh, beyond. Me and Brian
Jim?
Every day.
Oh.
Me and Brian every day.
I meant Jim.
That, one of the most important TikTok talents of our generation.
Okay, please welcome to the stage.
Please welcome to the stage. Put your ears open.
For Johnny Sibley.
Hey.
I can't believe you haven't been on before.
I can't believe it either, actually.
Yeah, it must have been a scheduling issue on your end.
Victim blaming our love.
Your email's broken.
Yeah, junk.
Now, how are you?
Yeah.
And I'm good. I'm so happy it's 2024.
Are you?
Why?
Yeah, I love, I'm like a new beginnings kind of girl. Like,
aww.
Yeah, I love a Monday.
Okay.
It's because you're an actor. That you love it Monday.
Yeah, I love
it. Yeah, you love
it. Clicky clacking in an office.
Like, where is my career going?
Yeah,
they're like,
yeah.
Oh, there she is.
The offer's in.
She's starting.
The offers come in on Monday.
You love Monday. You love beginning.
On Monday, the offer's coming in.
No, my favorite's like you get auditions on Friday and they're like, this is due Monday. I'm like, great, cool.
Yeah.
I've never...
You know, I say miss me with that. When you say the self-tape's due Monday, miss me with that.
You know what my name is? Mrs. Send the self-tape in 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
It
guess
works.
What? Doesn't matter because they aren't looking.
There's two kinds of misses. There's Miss Bad Media Karma and there's Miss Send the self-tape in 2 weeks later.
I am Mrs. in the little bit later. Actually, I'm what I'm supposed to do today.
Oh.
I want to say this, Johnny. You don't know me well, but I've never had zits before. Right now, Bermuda Triangle is its on my face.
Oh my god, really? Same here. I get like one pimple a year. This is people I'm listening not saying are gonna like, fuck you. I have two like little cute little Mary Kate and Ashley right here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, so it's because we were laying like with our faces together and we forgot. I always like go like
this, yeah. You have Mary Kate and Ashley and you have, what are famous triplets? There's no famous triplets. There's literally not.
I don't want to live in a world where there's no famous.
Destiny's Child. I mean, there's so many trios.
There's so many trios, but there's
not. Joey. No, they're
that's
different ages.
Triplet isn't right.
What do you mean, like the Lawrences?
Yeah, the Lawrences.
Yeah, you kind of have the Lawrence brothers. But like, you should.
Wouldn't mind if they came all over my face.
I think the Lawrence brothers are hot, and they're absolutely welcome to get it.
And they're still hot.
They're still hot. There's,
how did Boom Boom Boom
what?
Come?
You know what? Okay. Before you answer this,
I'm talking to him.
But first, I have to be public. I have to be public about the fact that one of the Lawrence brothers isn't hot anymore.
Can I see some images?
Oh, which one?
Can you show me a squiggly?
There's Joey, Matt, and
the other one.
The other one, Lauren.
The other one has lost his looks. No, take that out. Leave it in.
Leave it in. Leave it in. It's 2020.
Do you think it's embarrassing that I posted a thirst trap where you could where I look tan in the thirst trap and you can see my Jergens natural glow tube in the thing?
Oh.
But you can see. So I'm tan, but this is actually from a tanning bed. Yeah. But then you can see my Jergens natural glow. So that's so embarrassing.
You should have popped it, maybe just a little.
And I have dead eyes.
That's fine. That's what a thirst trap is for.
Is that what it's for?
If someone's looking at your eyes,
they're not getting the thirst trap.
That's funny
because if you're looking at my eyes, you're only getting half the story.
Okay, because he asked me, he was like, should I post this? And I was like, well, you look a little depressed.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that doesn't matter.
Thirst traps are depressing.
Yeah. I led with.
Intrinsically so.
And I led with, is this depressing?
With the baby. Remember that?
Dua Lipa with the baby?
Dua Lipa with the baby.
I don't remember that.
Oh my god.
Is it like Zendaya's Michi?
Yeah, in my world, in my brain, it's the same as Zendaya's Michi.
Oh my god.
Okay.
But you know, you remember Dua Lipa with a baby.
I do.
What is it?
It's part of a song.
The baby used to be a rapper.
I see.
He probably still is, but no one cares anymore.
Okay,
because,
he's bad. He's homophobic?
Yeah, he said some like really stupid homophobic comments. Oh my god. Dua Lipa's
about
like,
me,
no,
about
girly,
me personally?
Well,
he said that. He said Pat Regan's an F slur. His voice sounds gay as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, he called you F.
And he Agatha. Throws like a girl. And he said, he throws like a girl. The baby said, I throw like a girl.
You know, which is great. Girls throw
amazing.
Really hard and
feminist
like really.
Guess.
Yeah.
There's some amazing.
Girls throw really hard.
There's some amazing top throwers who are female identifying.
Wait. Okay, you're happy. It's 2024.
And how did you come up with the soundtrack?
How'd you come up with
to my life?
Hit it. Yeah. Get it, boom, boom.
Yeah, it's so good.
I was just watching a kid dance on TikTok, and I was like, hit it. And I was like, I don't know. I was
wow,
just like, I was literally
in
my bed, probably like five chins deep, and yeah. I just was having fun. And then like 2 weeks later, I think, I don't know if it was Tia or Tamara, one of the twins.
No.
Posted.
No.
Not the
no.
Twins.
Yeah.
From your face to God's ears.
She was like in her dressing
room at
the talk.
You know, the Maoris were part of the narrative.
Yeah.
That is huge.
And then everyone's done it. I mean, Diane Keaton posted on our page. Viola Davis posted on our page.
Oh my God.
When was
Reese
this?
Witherspoon. All the like.
When was this?
Crunch girls.
I feel like I came to that sound effect like after it had its like big moment
like,
where I
it?
Was like, it's everywhere I want to be.
It was 2020, November 2020, December, and then all of 2022.
Do you know when I gained awareness of you?
What?
when we were casting Wilson. And I said, who did they end up casting for Wilson? And someone said, this really hot guy named Johnny.
Oh my God.
And I said, I said, let me look up this slut.
And were you like, he's not that hot?
No, I was like, wow, they did the damn thing.
His eyes are not dead.
I know. I try to have like cute little puppy dog eyes.
I love
me
that.
Me too. I do have good eyes, but I'm not trying to.
I have good
when
eyes.
I try, it's ugly. When I try, it gets bleak.
My new thing is that I think my face is all the same color. I'm scared.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Yeah, like my lips are the same color as my head. I'm scared.
That is kind
of
scary.
I saw footage of myself and I was like, that girl needs something else.
That girl needs some.
You can't tell that I have beautiful eyes.
That girl needs some contrast.
Yeah, I need
some Jergens natural glow.
I need some Jergens.
One episode we should come in fully contoured but not address it.
Oh my God, we should come and snatch the gourd.
Can you contour a face?
Absolutely.
Can you?
Really? Yeah.
Really? I knew you would be able
in
to.
In 2019, I dressed up as J-Lo in Hustlers.
Wow.
Oh, great
and
film.
I did my own makeup.
Look at me, I never saw Hustlers, but all my gay friends saw it without me. I don't care.
Still to this day,
why? Still to this day, they've seen it without you, without me. Yeah.
Well, it's a great movie. And you can watch it alone.
You can.
Let me ask you this: where the hell are you from?
Oh God, I was born in New Orleans, but I grew up in Miami.
Okay, cool. And then you just had a Florida girl in the studio too.
Oh.
Carly Jean Andrews.
And you just were in Miami for family or pleasure?
It started off as pleasure, and then I was like, well, I'm not going to fly back to LA and then fly back home for Christmas, so I just stayed for the month.
Oh, nice.
And, like, picked my niece up from school, went to her cheerleading thing. And
oh, yeah, I saw a lot of images.
She must be obsessed with you.
I saw a lot of images of you with children.
14.
Oh, wow. That's so pure.
But she's like, not really. Like, they're very, like, bitchy at that age.
Of course.
Really?
You're not cool. I had to bully her a couple times to be like, you're actually not cool.
Is she Gen Alpha?
Yeah.
But you're gay on television. How could she not?
The incredible combo.
If a Gen Z girl has a gay on-screen uncle and they're not loving it, like, they're missing the assignment.
No, my favorite is when they're like, my little brothers, because they're just, they're her age, too. My dad kept going after a while. And they will, like, FaceTime me from school and be like, hey, Johnny, can you, like, say you're my brother? I'm like, I am your brother. And they're like, okay, thanks. And the friend's like, I told you. And I'm like, oh, I'm just being used for...
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, which is fine.
How many sibs do you have?
I have my sister, then I have 3 half-brothers and 4 step-siblings.
Wow.
How'd you have the idea to get...
The Brady Bunch.
How did you have the idea to get this pierced?
I actually...
This part of your ear?
I don't know, but it's the one piercing that doesn't hurt.
It looks like it hurts the most.
It doesn't.
Duh.
It's the worst when you're, like, trying to listen to music, though, because you have to, like, push it away.
Oh.
Yeah. I wish my ear holes...
I'm sorry you have to go through that.
Thank you for seeing me.
Not to be not body positive, but I wish my ear holes were a little bigger.
Listen.
The pods fall out.
Really?
Pods fall out. Wait,
so you want them tighter or bigger?
No, I want to be able to put them...
Hole.
I want them to... yeah.
Just a loose ear.
I want to be more... I want to be more virginal. Tight. Ooh. I want to be like...
Shouldn't have been fucking.
I want to put my ear pods in and I want my ears to... Oh, go slow.
Slide.
You
want to
do poppers for your ears?
I'm like, they're not exactly small. I think... No, I want to be able to get them in deeper, I think. Because even though it sounds like it's they're too big.
No.
You're literally...
You should try OOT.
Oh, yeah.
No, I need
you could be like a gym bro and just like wear a sweater and like the little headphones over. And then mid-workout, you take off your sweater and everyone's like, oh my God, he took off the sweater.
Is that part of the culture?
Yeah, that is... It's called a pump cover. Straight men drag. That is like how they get the bros to look at them like... They, like, cover themselves up, and they're like, no one can see that I have fucking muscles under here. And then they take it off, and they do, like, this whole thing. They think everyone's looking at them, which some of us are.
It sounds like
maybe... Like a hoodie?
It's like a hoodie.
Is it cropped?
No, it's usually
that's
pretty
a really
big.
Good idea, though.
I'm picturing, like, the kind that's, like, do you know what I mean? Like, the dancers wear, like...
Oh, my God, imagine. That would be so cute.
There is something powerful about wearing a hoodie in the gym.
Yeah.
Sometimes I hope I see you at Equinox.
Well, it depends on which one you go to.
I know.
Wait, so you live in... Can we say where you live?
Yeah.
Street address, unit number?
Maybe not.
What area? West?
West.
I'm on the west side.
Okay, cool.
Not too far west, though. I'm East Beverly Hills.
Oh.
East Beverly Hills.
West Hollywood.
No one's ever said that to me.
I don't like to say WeHo. People are like, oh.
I know.
So I say East Beverly
WeHo,
Hills.
WeHo, that's cute. All ho for iHo. Ice cream. I'm staying in Atwater Village.
Ooh, cute.
It's cutie patoo.
That is cute.
Cutie P.
I said if I didn't move back to New York, I'd move to the east side.
Really?
Yeah.
But I might be. But if you move back to New York, you'd move to the east side.
If I didn't move back to New York, I would move to the east side.
Are you moving back to New York?
You're gonna move.
I don't know.
Well, you know, I'm a New York girl.
I know.
So tell me about you. So you grew up in Florida.
Yeah. And then I went to New York in 2011, like end of 2011.
Make it all happen.
To really.
Did you go to theater school?
I didn't. I thought theater was only prioritizing musical theater.
You're not wrong.
Yeah. So I was like, I'm a TV and film girl.
Oh,
yeah.
From
the beginning. And I just like, you know, really cut my teeth being a background extra in Smash. You remember Smash?
Of course. In fact, one of my recent coworkers wrote on it.
Really?
See yourself out.
That's cool.
I was like on Smash, Law and Order.
Wow.
It was such a great time to be a background extra.
Really?
Oh, Broad City also.
So you were in New York.
Yeah.
Where do you live in New York?
I lived Hell's Kitchen for the first 2 years. Of course, right?
You live in the gay places.
It is, yeah.
You get to your city, you drop your bags, and you say, where's gay?
That's where I start, because it feels like the softest landing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I moved down to Battery Park.
Wow.
Which was like, I had like a really skeevy realtor.
Your best friend?
My sponsor.
That was tough to hear. My best friend lives there. No, I don't. I'm not talking about you. It's so funny how that is.
It isn't it? And then I went from Battery Park to Bushwick.
Of course.
And then Bushwick to Williamsburg. And
where, that was which stop, Bushwick-wise?
Which stop, Bushwick-wise? The Kosciuszko stop off the J.
Oh, interesting. When I'm hearing Bushwick, of course my brain's going straight to the L train. Mm. But you're saying no.
There's some it good deals on the J.
Bushwick-Bed-Stuy. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Not to catch you in a lie.
Oh, you lied to us.
Not to Heather Gay me.
And then, yeah, exactly. Me and Catherine in full gowns on the beach. Johnny Sibley lived in Bushwick, Bed-Stuy.
We're like, that's sort of true.
I just learned about this.
Yeah. Now, I have a question. When did you move here?
I moved here in 2017, November 2017.
And what do you think?
I hate it.
Really?
Do you?
Well, you're so successful.
Yeah, thank you.
You are.
Hey. Like,
yeah.
You're welcome.
I don't know. Maybe I've just ran my course. I feel like I've been here for 6 years. I was in New York for 6 years.
Yeah.
But in New York, I never wanted to leave.
Why did you leave for a job, or were you like, it's just time?
I was in the like 2 weeks of college that I did. My acting teacher was like, you go to New York to get your experience, and then you go to LA.
Yes.
So I was like, got it. And like the Virgo that I am, I like wrote this down.
Oh, you are a Virgo. My two exes ago was, by the way.
Two exes ago?
My two exes ago was a Virgo. Next question.
What are you?
Scorpio.
Next question.
Scorpio. My dad's a Scorpio.
Oh, is he? Mm-hmm.
Your dad, the one who kept going?
The slut. Yeah.
He's hot.
So. Slutty, yeah.
I want to have sex with him.
Yeah.
For once. I was just saying I want to have sex with an old guy. No offense.
No. I mean, I posted a picture of him and me for Christmas, and people were like, well, you're going to age well. I was like, that's gross.
I know.
Is he yummy?
I'm like, I know. Me like frantically searching for the image.
I know. That's so gross. That's
where's your dad?
So you get here.
Yeah.
And what happened?
I was like obsessed. I didn't come for a job. Okay. I just came to
calm down.
To be that girl.
Yeah.
You were like, I'm established.
To be
that
girl, I knew you were.
I don't know. I was just like enamored with like all the Hollywood of it all.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
You know, you see billboards everywhere like, I love that show. I love that movie. I love these actors.
How old were you, ATT?
At the moment?
At the time.
At this time. ATT, yeah. I was 30.
Yeah.
Yeah. 30.
What do you think about me just moving here as a 35-year-old?
I think it's I love that for you. I feel like LA is really exciting in the beginning.
You should come back home.
I think also the strike really did a number on me.
But don't you feel like you have to
be... That was the worst time ever.
Don't you feel like you have to be... It did a number on me.
Look at my dreams.
Look at me. I lost my mind.
Yeah.
In the summer, fall, winter.
Yeah.
Current day. What? But don't you think you have to be so rich in New York?
Yeah. I do. But I'm going back to do an apartment swap.
Oh, so, you're always moving around.
Who are you swapping
you're always
with?
Shifting.
You're a friend of a friend.
Okay, if you ever want to swap with me, hit me up.
Listen.
I'm always subletting my place.
My place is so cute. It's a 2-bedroom in West Hollywood.
Love.
I won't say the street, but it's central.
Should I have lived in West Hollywood? Keep in mind my gym.
I feel like we've had this conversation.
I know.
Where are you now?
I'm in like East Hollywood.
Yeah, no. No. I mean, either go further east or go...
I know. Well, it's like I was too afraid to go too far in either direction. I'm essentially like in Silver Lake. Like I walked here today.
Oh.
But like...
Oh, you walked here?
I walked here.
I was wondering where that little car of yours was.
I walked it on a leash.
Human pup.
I walk
the
my,
car walks you.
I walk my Jeep Compass on a leash.
Oh, a Jeep Compass. Those are the best.
Whatever. I always wanted...
Shut the fuck up.
I was going to say those are so cute, but I felt like that was really
cute. So
they
really
are cute,
that.
But here's the deal, is I always wanted a Jeep my whole life since I was a young, closeted queer youth. See yourself out.
Yeah.
And then
you'll never know.
And then the Compass just made the most sense in that it was the worst one.
Yeah.
It made the most financial sense in that it was the worst.
Is it the worst? I almost got a Jeep Compass, to be honest.
It's not like the worst. It's just like it's not what you think of when you think of
a Jeep.
Why
don't you like it?
I do like it. I love it.
Oh.
It's my cat. But like my kids are everything to me. But like but it's just like when you think of a Jeep, you're thinking of a Cherokee, you're thinking of
you're
a
thinking
Wrangler.
Of Wrangler, but I don't want you in that. It's not safe.
I actually don't want a Wrangler anymore. I've grown
it's
out
not
of that.
Safe in that.
But I want a Cherokee, but guess what? A Cherokee is gonna run you
a
to
turkey?
Lease. A Cherokee.
Jeep turkey.
Jeep turkey.
I would love
I
a Jeep
love
turkey.
I love my Jeep turkey.
It's like the van of Jeep.
Yeah. Jeep Grand Cherokee. What am I driving right now? Well, I don't know what you're driving.
Well, first of all, shut up.
Are you driving?
But a Cherokee.
I rented a car, and I think it is a compass.
Look at me. I think it is too.
It's puke colored.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which I adore.
You know, I lived here for 4 years without a car.
That's not really, right. Yeah.
I just,
what do you drive now?
A Cherokee costs like $70,000.
Oh, sexy.
You have an Audi.
I love to drive. Yeah. I adore it.
I always remember the girl I went to.
Can you feel this?
The girl I went to prom with was, so everyone said at the same time, rich. And she had an Audi and like, is it, that's how you pronounce it?
Did you date her because she was rich?
We didn't date. We like made out, but she like, my friend had dated her and like, she was still very much into him, but like,
oh my god!
But she, but I was obviously the funniest person in the world, especially to girls.
Yeah.
So like, so we would like make out.
That's kind
of love. We went to prom, but like, anyway, she had an Audi, and then like, my brother's friend's little sister. My brother's, I have six kids in my family. My brother's friend had eight kids in his family, and his sister was a year younger than me, and she was kind of my friend of me. But I was like, she was like, who are you going to prom with? And I was like, this, I won't say the name.
Oh.
And she, and I don't know how the, someone said like, isn't she rich? I was like, yeah, she has an Audi. And then my brother's friend's sister was like, ew. And she thought I meant like an Audi belly button. But then I told my mom, and my mom thought that was like such a, she thought I was such a winning characteristic of my brother's friend's sister. Cause she's like, yeah, like, she's just a real person who doesn't know about Audis. And like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
A mom will love a girl who doesn't know what an Audi
totally.
Is.
Totally. I think she should bash her because there's nothing wrong with an Audi. An Audi is beautiful.
Absolutely.
I know. I know, actually.
Love your body.
Now I feel bad if any listeners have Audis.
Yeah,
hashtag
Audis are
love
cool.
Your Audi.
Love your Audi. This, what month is it? This January, it's Audi month.
Yeah.
With an O, with an
Audi
O.
Visibility month.
Audi Visibility.
Audi Day of Visibility.
I post. I make a flag.
Oh my god. It's just like a,
they should, yeah. They should throw Addies
it's
on
like
the
3D flag.
Yeah, yeah.
On the pride flag, yeah. Any which ways. I'm already laughing. I'm already having fun.
I'm already laughing at Pete and at Pete.
You're always in a good mood. Answer that.
In front of people.
Next
for
question.
Sure.
Yeah.
As a Virgo, I tend to keep my stuff at home.
Really?
Yeah.
And what are your others? Like
my other
your
signs?
Risings and your...
Well, living in LA for 6 years, I've learned that I am also my moon is in Aquarius and my rising is Gemini.
Ew.
Which I love people's reactions in LA. They're like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh. And I'm like, is that bad or...
Yeah.
I used to do this thing when I first moved here. I would like lie about my zodiac.
Oh, okay.
You're like, what are you? I'm like, oh, I'm an Aquarius.
It's giving pathological.
Like, and they're like, oh, I'm an Aquarius. I knew that. I was like, just kidding, I'm a Virgo. They're like, that's such a Virgo thing to do. I'm like, so which is it?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I have to say, I just saw the funniest thread. Over lunch.
You have to stop with... Are you on Threads?
I'm not.
I'm on Threads.
Okay, Pat was like, the reason I'm not on Threads is because I'm not a gay man, but you're sitting here.
No, I said that's...
I
said that's why you're not on Gay Threads.
Okay.
Oh, there's Gay Threads?
There's Gay Threads. But now that's kind of died. But for a while, Gay Threads was a thing.
That was like last week.
That's how gays are.
I'm like, it's true. We were together forever. How long?
You're flying my Audi flag.
It would be like, you would post something and you would like kind of hashtag, I get whatever their version of hashtag is, Gay Threads. And then like every gay person in the world, Gossip Girl style, would get it on their phone. And none of my Gay Threads really took off. But also like...
Small window.
If you went on like during that window when Gay Threads was going on, someone would be like, I can't with the Gay Threads drama this week. And then I was always trying to find out like what it was. It was always like some random twink somewhere like came for a bear.
Yeah.
And if it was twinks are evil. It was
are
always
they?
Like an evil, it was always around an evil twink.
Twinks are evil.
Are
yeah.
They?
Oh yeah.
Wow.
The twink community is really aggressive.
What's it like?
Well, mostly online, because like in person, what are they gonna do?
Well, in person, guess what? Nothing's happening in person. Everyone's...
Just kidding, twinks can actually really fight.
Really?
I'm going to say this to camera.
You don't...
Twinks can really fight.
Twinks can really fight.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever fought?
Have you ever fought a twink?
You've seen twinks fight against each other, twink on twink?
Never twink on twink crime.
It sounds like there should be a betting arena where there's twinks kind of like cockfights.
Twink death match, I love. No death, just like, you know.
Have y'all ever punched someone square in the face?
Yeah.
My brother
really?
Only.
Really?
Your brother?
Well, just like the way you fight. Like, do you have brothers?
In the face? I do. I have younger brothers, but we're not close enough for me to hit them.
Little brothers.
I was 1 year younger than my brother, so it's like when you're bored, you literally would just be like, let's fight. And you really? Would just fight. Yeah.
Sounds homoerotic a little.
I would like, I remember I would get behind my brothers and then I would hit their backs like as hard as anyone could ever hit anything. Anyways.
But I have seen girls do that to their brothers.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm just like,
my sister
else.
Never did that because I would hit back.
Yeah.
And then she'd be like, I'm a girl. I'm like, I don't care. Equality.
Yeah. Equality. Yeah. Feminist. I, girls can throw hard.
Yeah. I punched someone in the face before.
Who did you punch?
A friend.
You're like an otter.
What
an
happened?
Otter.
A friend. An otter. Not a twink. I don't remember what happened. I think he embarrassed me in front of someone.
Wow, that's
he like pushed
terrible.
Me and like everyone was like, and like oh, I have a really thing, big thing about being embarrassed. So oh, yeah. I just punched him in the face and his glasses flew off.
Wow.
And then I got nerd. Kicked out of the club.
Fucking
the club?
Nerd.
The club. We were in the club.
Oh, I thought you meant like a glee club or something. What?
Drama club.
How old were you?
I was 21.
You're 21.
Do you like yeah. going clubbing?
Mm-mm. Mm.
What do you do?
What do you mean?
Like in your free time.
Oh, God. I was scrolling a lot for a while,
yeah.
But I'm on a cleanse right now.
You
so.
Had that. You
oh,
broke,
we got boom, boom.
You broke the internet with that biker
you
pic. Johnny, did you see Johnny broke, the internet.
Oh.
Johnny broke the internet with a picture in biker shorts?
No, I'd love to see it.
It was a crotch forward picture.
That's wonderful.
It was. There was like a mirror in front of a chair, and I'm like,
Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
You had such a modern American experience going as viral as you did.
Yeah.
You must
yeah.
have seen, you've seen things.
And I went, we were on the dance charts, too.
The
no.
dance charts.
Dance charts, yeah. Because there were these like German DJs that reached out. They're like, "Can we turn this into a song?" And I'm like, "I've been asking for this to happen."
Well, that's
for
what I've heard. Right, the boom,
so long.
That
yeah,
it's
and
so
then
good.
It still plays at Equinox. Like on my way
oh
here,
my
I swear to you, it's funny that you brought up my friend Ian.
Oh my god,
sent me a video where it's like playing on the Equinox playlist.
Oh my god.
But the people that created the original beat, or the family of the guy that created the original beat, it's called Mystery of Love, I think, and they apparently the DJs didn't ask for permission to use the beat.
Oh no.
And I'm like thinking, I'm like, oh, they're with Universal. They yeah. asked. Like yeah. they asked permission. They didn't. So then they
just
took it off.
And that's a power. I want all of our listeners who are young girls at home watching. Just because someone's with Universal doesn't mean they ask permission.
To use
exactly.
the beat.
To use the beat. If you're having a beat and you're assuming that your friend who is Universal asks permission, yeah. you better double your check.
Yeah.
Because
get your lawyer or your friend's dad
Wait,
who's a
so
lawyer.
So what happened? Too. Were you sued? Did they sue your ass?
They tried to sue me.
Really?
Oh.
They did. But I didn't make any money off of it.
I was going to say,
yeah.
are you making money off that?
No.
You should be making
who
money
is
off
ma-
of
can
it.
Can I ask who is making money?
Not Johnny, not Universal.
Not me.
I don't think anyone is. There was a time where, like, I think it was Jason Derulo or someone, allegedly, I'm going to say that.
Yeah.
Jason Derulo.
Like, heard a TikTok song and or sound and then made it his own song and then he made a bunch of money off of it. But the person who created the sound didn't make money off of it.
Jason.
Well, can you say what this...
He listens.
Can I say
he
what...
He doesn't follow the rulos.
Can I...
Let's fucking go.
Can I say what territory this is inching towards?
Uh-oh.
Huh.
Taylivia.
Yeah.
Do you know about that? So Taylivia, I in
is
my
the country
mind.
North of Sweden.
it's the country on the Princess Diaries.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
oh
yeah,
my
yeah,
god,
the Princess of Taylivia.
So Taylor and Olivia, like famously, Olivia was Taylor
Rodrigo?
Was Olivia's like mentor. Olivia now says retrospectively, which I don't see the receipts from that at the time.
Who says what?
Like Olivia's like Taylor. Olivia was a big Taylor fan.
Okay,
and apparently Taylor was this kind of mentor figure.
Oh.
And so, but I don't know. Taylor really hasn't spoken about this. But, like, then Olivia, I guess. So, Taylor apparently sued Olivia for, like, half the rights to some song. I actually forget which one.
Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift. Because the bridge, this is all coming from my sister, Grace. Because the,
You know we're reliable.
Straight from the source.
Because, and it's destroying our family because I'm 35, she's 20 something.
Yeah.
She's young 20s, probably 23, if yeah. I had to guess, gun to my head. So, like, obviously, I'm going to side with Mother Taylor.
Yeah.
And she's going to side with, you know, Olivia.
Mrs. Young.
Mrs. Young. So, it. Honestly, Christmas got like tense.
Wow.
And but like
this was your 2024 election vibe.
Yes, and it was hard because like I didn't have any of the information because I'm like not really on TikTok. So like I'm only getting information from her, which who knows if it's true. And then I'm having to do my best as a lawyer to be like, if this is true, like this is why Taylor is not at fault. And but Grace says that Taylor sued her for half the royalties to some song because the bridge of the song sounded like a song Taylor had.
Oh.
Which I don't know what's true, but then apparently the song The Grudge is about Taylor, and we all idiots that we are thought it was about some guy.
Oh,
and
it's passing the Bechdel test.
And you know, it's very reminiscent of the famous feminist riddle: "I cannot operate on this boy."
Yeah. You know, the grudge couldn't possibly be about a woman. The grudge is about a woman.
Wow.
So that must be the truth.
But that's about, and so
was
that's,
she like a hands-on mentor, or just like, oh, I love her music. She's mentored me through music.
That's what gets really unclear. Mm. And I think that like Taylor being her mentor is being bandied about as a way to make Taylor look worse. But I'm like, if Taylor was mentoring a young upcoming artist, we would know. You know what I mean? We would know when it was happening. It would be.
And if Taylor picks you, everyone knows about it.
Totally.
She's like, Todrick, Taylor went to drink.
Look at me. Todrick. Look at me, Todrick.
She loves Todrick.
That's what I'm saying, and we know she does. We're not gonna find out 5 years from now that Taylor loved Todrick way back when. Like, we knew.
Right, we knew. Yeah, he was in the videos and things.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Or she goes to dinner and like Tribeca with you if she like
totally likes you. Where are the Tribeca images? If I'm in court, Miss Rodriguez, my one question to you is, where are the Tribeca images?
Oh my god. One time when I worked in New York, Taylor. You remember Taylor when she hung out with like just the supermodels that mm-hmm. era?
That's my favorite. The girl gang era, I call it.
Yes.
Was that Reputation?
That was like
right. That was bad. No, that was 1989.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So I remember she came into the restaurant I worked in New York, and it was just her and like a bunch of other 7 foot tall beauty.
Oh my God.
Where'd you work?
It was called the Polo Bar in New York.
Oh, of course. I know.
Shout out to the Polo Bar.
Do you still feel connected to the space?
I do.
Yeah.
Oddly enough.
Let's go.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We should go.
I've never been.
I actually had a
moment where I like went back after I was on TV. Because when I was there, I was like, I'm going to be on TV. And everyone's like, table 35, please.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. So I had like, I was on the show called Pose. And they were having a premiere for their second season, like down the street from the Polo Bar. And I was like, I'm going to go and have a drink.
Yeah.
And so I went in my little like outfit, my blondes outfit. Decked. Like, I also had like Fashion Nova, like really tight.
Are you someone that does a look and does fashion? You have to if you're going to the Pros premiere.
Yeah, it depends on legally. Depends on the vibe.
Yeah,
it's like in your contract.
I don't like to like dress for not the event. Like, a lot of people do that. A lot of people don't get their stuff tailored.
Let's go off.
So, hey, like, Olivia. If you're gonna wear a dress, wear the dress, but make sure it looks like it's supposed to be on you.
Oh, I know. Wow. Respect.
Wow. Yeah,
that's a controversial.
Let's take that out.
Okay, just so I didn't get these, just so I didn't get my Lulu's hemmed. Johnny.
Yeah.
I'll always wear the plainest thing you can imagine.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be a famous gay person who dresses boring.
And it's we need more, though.
We do. And, like, everyone does not need to serve a Luke. Like,
I know.
You know?
It's a goddamn epidemic.
But that's the thing also, that it doesn't really require a lot. Like, if you're good at fashion, you're just good at it. And if you're not, you're not. You have other things you can be good at.
Yeah.
That's true. Like, we all have different skills.
I love looking back, though, at, like, step and repeat pictures that I'm like, what the fuck was I thinking?
Sometimes I see images and I think to myself, God bless this person.
Yeah.
Of images of you or images of other people?
Images of other people. I want to be clear that I'm being a terrible person. Yeah.
Do you guys like a step and repeat moment or a red carpet?
No,
moment?
I don't know what to do with myself.
I've never been encouraged to do that.
It is. It's basically like dodgeball.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
You're
yes.
waiting to go and then like three more famous people come behind you like 10 minutes after you and they're like, oh, sorry, we're going to actually put them in the front. And
I can't handle that kind of thing. I have to remember.
But when
myself.
You're the picked one, it's the most...
I just think, amazing. Like, I'd like to think...
I can't wait till I'm in something that anyone sees.
I will not...
Slay.
I will not subject myself to step and repeat culture, even when I'm Julia. you're on Julia Roberts level. Yeah. I'll be like, I'm going to soon go inside.
Ooh. And you're like one of those that leaves after your category has been announced.
Yeah. I just like, except like if I win Emmys as like a creator, not as an actor, as a creator, or as like, not that actors aren't creators, as like kind of like a Phoebe.
We get
as like a Phoebe Waller-Bridge type, like, and I have all the Emmys. Like, yeah. I really want to be giving an interview where I'm like holding all of them at once.
That's amazing.
I know. So
like Beyonce with her Emmys. Yeah. I mean, well, does she have Emmys? Probably.
She deserves them.
She should be an EGOT by now, I think.
I know. I would think she would be. Isn't it interesting? God. I feel like we're going to see now that with this new trend of like people being like, actually, my concert's a movie, by the way. Like, I think it's going to really help the EGOT like journey. It's like, oh, guess what?
My concert's a movie, by the way.
I love people. Oh, by the way,
that concert
corners.
Was a movie, so give me my Oscar.
I would never want to watch that. No offense.
Yeah.
The concert movie? Oh.
Well, if I saw the concert,
I feel like I'd go and see it if I didn't go to the actual concert or if I couldn't afford it. Like, I couldn't afford going to Taylor Swift, I don't think.
I went to Taylor Swift for free. So fun.
Okay, so on this pod, we just ask one question, which is, who were you? Who are you?
And who do you want to be? And why do you want to be that? fourth part.
Who was I? I was a dreamer.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Had lots of dreams.
How long till you moved to Miami from New Orleans?
There was a couple years. I think I landed in Miami when I was 8, but my parents were in the army.
Oh, wow.
I thought you were in the mafia. My parents were in the mafia.
The army.
Similar vibes. Yeah. Just a little more official. We moved to Germany, Texas, and then we
ended
up
God.
In Miami. Yeah. I know. I was a little German kid for a little bit.
Really?
Yeah. What
can
age?
I ask you when the bug bit?
That's like when, look at me when
your
I was
acting bug?
When I was like 7.
Yeah.
Or 6 even.
Yeah.
My friend moved to Tokyo so his dad could open Burger King's in Japan.
That's sick.
And then they moved back.
You know, all I can think of when you see moving to Germany is I'm like, okay, so you are the family from The Staircase.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
I love that show.
That Staircase. There was actually, we had 4 stories in Germany. Mm. It felt really rich. I just remember one night I like woke up and I thought I saw Chucky at the edge of my bed. And I remember running to my parents' room, but it was like on the top floor. So I was like running forever.
Oh my God.
Because the staircase went like that. Anyway.
When I was little, I like, oh my
Wait,
God.
Wait, what happened when Taylor Swift came into your restaurant? Bitch.
Apparently she didn't look at the waitress. According to the waitress, Kiara.
Did it look?
She said that Taylor Swift like ordered through one of the models or one of the girls. Didn't like look at the waitress in the eye, which I was like, maybe she was in conversation. Like, I always make excuses when people are like, J-Lo was rude. I'm like, well,
yeah,
J-Lo like really has to deal with a lot of people all day. So like, maybe she wasn't rude. Maybe she's just not warm.
Do you know my J-Lo?
And that's why I had a meltdown at the rental car dealership. If you saw me, you saw me.
Do you know my fact that I tell everyone about J-Lo?
What?
That told me this. And so who knows if it's true and maybe beep that name. But I heard from someone that J-Lo has on staff a masseuse that massages her every night.
Yep.
She falls asleep on the table.
Yep.
It is part of the masseuse's responsibility to then carry her from the table to her bed and tuck her in.
That's amazing.
Honestly, I love that.
I want that.
Yeah. And she
falls
looks
asleep
at,
on the bed. Come
and
on,
she,
baby.
She not only looks at waitresses, she ogles them.
Oh.
I'm just kidding about that. Because Taylor didn't look at the waitress.
Yeah. She wears a diaper on the massage table.
Yeah. I met a lot of famous people at that restaurant. There was night where it was like Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton,
I loved his movie
George
concert.
Lucas, oh Oprah Winfrey. I was
oh
like,
my
what?
God.
He loves his life.
His movie concert was so good.
Yeah, great.
Donald T.
Wait, so you went to Germany, you came back to Miami. How old were you?
10.
Okay.
Or no, sorry, 8.
I was like, jumping around.
Definitely get your story straight.
Yeah.
Your Honor. We're in a courtroom today for some reason.
I would say 8 to like 23, 24. I don't
8
know.
To 23.
It's all a blur.
Yeah.
It really is.
Was Miami fun?
So when did the bug bite?
Miami was really fun. I think the bug bit. The bug was always like biting.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Bugs be biting.
But I think it was like my 7th grade year. My mom's like, I think you should be in drama because we were picking electives.
Okay. She called you an F slur.
Yeah. Basically. She's like, you should be in drama. I'm like, I want to be in French like all the cool kids.
Really?
She's
like, French?
Yeah.
Like French club?
French class.
It's so annoying to me. Like
that why was that cool?
Yeah.
Je m'appelle.
And je m'appelle.
Probably because everyone was like Cuban and like Hispanic. And so we're like, what's the most different than us?
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh,
French, which is not the most different. German's actually the most different, but.
Go off. Do you speak German?
No, I was thinking of how to say German. Like, no,
nine.
Is it nine?
Nine.
Nine.
Yeah, I think that is actually a somewhat frequent New York Times crossword answer. Is no in Germany?
Yeah, you know, I've gotten into doing that.
I used to be very into it.
You... Ow!
Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh,
when the mic attack.
Oh, no. Is that half up, half down?
Yeah. What do you think about my hair?
You know, I love half up, half down.
It's very Ariana-y.
Yeah, that's Ariane me. Guy. I'm she and I are Ariane couples.
She's coming out with new music.
It's crazy how good her voice is.
I love that Britney Spears dispelled any rumors that she's coming out with new.
Oh
music.
My god, I love
what
that.
The rest of her life. Someone was like, "Britney's coming out with new music," and she's like, "I'm absolutely not, never."
She's like, when they're like, "She's gonna be working with Charlie XCX and Julia Michaels," she's like, "With these random people that people keep linking me to." Honestly, if Britney Spears called me random, I'd be like, "Go on."
Yes. You know?
Julia Michaels is a songwriter. She's written songs like...
And Julia Michaels is also a trainer on Biggest Loser.
Is she the one... Is Julia Michaels the older woman? With...
No, she's pretty young.
She's Gen Z, I think.
Okay, sorry. Everyone's not
What would be older woman to you?
I'm like so...
What does that mean? Older than me, the youngest age. No, there's a woman on TikTok who's like has like white or gray hair, and she's like a famous songwriter.
Oh.
And she makes videos, and I like them.
What is the German word for when you post a thirst trap and then you get so stressed out that people think you're depressed?
Well,
who cares what people think? Did you like that picture?
not the I liked it, and then I was like, oh, I hope other people like it.
You know what I think? Whenever I think about a thirst trap or a selfie or anything that has me in it,
yeah.
If I look at it and the immediate reaction is, oh, I like that picture,
yeah,
I'm gonna post it, or like I'll like it. But the more you look at a picture, the more you like start noticing things that you hate about yourself.
I know.
Stop doing that.
Yes.
Just go with the initial response that you had to it.
Yeah.
And go with it.
Stop being so reactive.
Yeah.
Or stop looking for like flaws.
Totally.
There are none.
Okay, so your mom said you're not speaking French.
I start crying.
My mom's like, you can speak French, but you should also be a mime. And I was
She's like,
okay.
You're gonna speak French like the straight boys, okay? You can't do the things other boys can do. You're gonna
I
go
love
play
when my mom's
at.
Like, are you ever gonna play a straight man? I was I tried that.
You could do that.
She said that to you?
I think you could play straight.
Love.
She's like, you're always gay. I'm like, well.
You're always gay.
I think you could. I'm going to say something. I think you could play straight.
Wow.
Don't you think you could? You have a beard and everything.
I think it depends on the kind of straight. My favorite is when I've gotten called in for like Fire 911, whatever show. And they're like, you know, I'm like, someone else is going to be better at this. Like
you never know.
You read the dialogue, it's like, I've got Mercy in the back seat. And I'm like,
That was good.
I only get gay assistant.
Oh, but that's such a fun...
But I never book, do I? That's a fun thing
to
make a self-tape for.
To not book in.
That's such a fun thing to spend 2 hours of your life on and then never hear back.
Do you ever, audition for something and then see who got it and you're like, huh?
Well, yesterday. Yeah.
Oh,
you sent me that note.
So I've talked about this in the podcast, but one of my problems is I don't do self tapes. Like my reps will send me them, and I'm like, I don't feel like doing it. And because I never
get offer only, babe.
And my New Year's resolution was to make more self, just to do my self tapes, and so like, but I made that resolution December, and I was like, it starts now though. Of course, the next day I get a self tape for a gay assistant in the Smile too. Oh. So, and the whole side was just, doing the smile. I was like, this is the most embarrassing, self-tape.
Oh, because that's what happens when they,
they get a weird
smile.
Show
us the smile.
No.
Well, can you just tell me what they do?
Let me see if I have the, let me see if I have the footage.
Is it just, like...
No, me showing you what they do would be me showing you what I did, because I did what
he's
I...
He's on to me. My plan foiled again. Okay, so you were in the High School Musicals.
Mm-hmm. Well...
The one with the big plant.
Little Shop?
Yes.
I don't think we had enough money to do that. We did Anything Goes, which is old-timey.
Classic.
Yeah. I was one of the leads.
So you're a singer?
Not really.
Yeah.
No. I mean, I've heard that I sound okay.
Yeah.
Which is good enough.
You've heard
me.
That you sound okay.
Yeah. That's people great. Are like, oh, you can sing. I'm like,
what?
No.
Oh. Sorry, I thought this was blocking. I don't know if you know about my pouch. I thought this was blocking something. Are they yours? That you were... admonishing me for my pouch use.
You know what I love? It looks like a Capri Sun.
Oh my god. This happened earlier.
Did you get hurt again?
I got so tired. Oh. It's because I went for a 2 mile jog. I'm being
you
like this.
You get so tired while mid drink.
I went for a 2 mile jog and I'm on death's duel.
Were you OOHS? O-I-H-S?
Out in high school.
I was, yeah.
Really?
But whoa!
I was the gay guy that people thought hooked up with girls and guys. So bi.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was a classic.
The straight guys thought I was bi, so they were like cool with me.
Oh, cool.
And I didn't correct them when they said, you sleep with girls. I was like, mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you were hooking up?
Yeah. Not for money.
Yeah, of course not.
Which sex workers work. Yeah. Like, you know.
You should be so lucky.
Yeah, exactly. No, but I definitely had a boyfriend in senior year.
You definitely
you
had
are
a
so he, lucky.
This person sitting next to me definitely had a boyfriend senior
really,
year.
I don't know if I've ever had this on the pod.
You had a boyfriend
on this
senior
pod?
Year.
Having a boyfriend in high school is huge.
That lived like 45 minutes away.
Classic,
okay,
right?
So.
And I used to like lie to my mom and be like, when I got a car, I was like, I'm going to go to drama competition tonight. It's at 8 p.m. And we're not staying long, but we're going to be back at like midnight.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, okay.
And we were having full anal sex with this person.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It was so great. Like, the first song we ever made out to was like Don't Panic by Coldplay.
Which one is that again?
I see what you're doing.
Show
there.
Us your smile too.
I'll do it if you do it. And the Garden State soundtrack.
Is it, you try your best and you don't succeed.
No,
that's the main one.
Fix you.
Yeah.
You didn't fuck to fix you.
Look at me, the seniors when I was a junior loved to fix you.
Shut the fuck up.
The seniors when I was a junior loved to fix you.
Yeah, but high school was crazy. That everyone was out. Or like.
Because of Miami, do you think?
Yeah,
you really
Miami was very like. Forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kids were doing pregnancy and things
wow.
in high school.
So I'm doing pregnancy.
Yeah.
So why did you and that boyfriend break up?
How old was he, by the way?
When did we break up?
Was he older?
He was the same age.
Classic.
Super cute. I actually went on a lunch date with him recently. And I was like, oh, wow, he hasn't changed. Like,
was the spark there?
He's still my same age. Yeah.
because when we dated, it was like, you know that like old school, like, you're the woman, I'm the man. Like,
yeah.
Vibe.
Yeah.
He had that and he like pulled a chair out for
oh,
me.
Oh, he
he's
you
like,
the woman.
He's going to have this for, yeah.
Wow.
He's
that's nice.
He's like, he's going to have the salad. And I'm like, don't order for me. How dare you?
I'll have the salad though. maybe he thought you were like Taylor Swift and you didn't look at waiters.
Like,
maybe that's what Taylor Swift. Maybe Taylor Swift's model fund was making her the woman.
Maybe.
Okay, Gaylor. Gaylor Resurfaces.
Oh, no. That is such a funny rumor to me.
I know.
It's so.
It's like fanfic.
I know.
The way people talk about it, they get so worked up. It's sort of beautiful.
Anyone talking about Taylor Swift gets worked up.
Yeah. I get worked up.
Do you?
Yeah.
Are you a Swiftie?
We're both Swifties.
Good.
You're not. But you think it's good.
What would you call Swiftie? I feel like I appreciate Taylor, but I know like all the songs. I was like watching the Netflix show.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, I know all of these songs, but I'm not like, Britney Spears is my girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you get one.
You get one.
Can I ask you, what is Tate McRae?
I feel like Tate McRae is like she's like an amalgamation of all the girls.
Yeah, like I just learned about her last week.
She's like a dancer, but like she's got this like long, lean body that's like very like dance, like recital.
Interesting. Yeah, amazing dancer.
I do this because like I know her wingspan is really
well
because
she's always going like this. Sorry, sorry. Sorry to my fans. yeah, she's always going. I can't even do it, but she's always doing that.
Yeah. If you were a pop girl, who would you be? Do you think? Like you, your personality. Who do you think would fit?
Taylor. Because, like, I don't really dance, or when I do, it's not pretty.
I'm more of a Lyrical Lana, because I'm a poet.
Uh-huh.
I'm Lana.
Yeah.
I'm Taylor.
Lana.
You're Britney, you think?
Probably. Yeah, I would say Britney or J-Lo.
Yeah.
You love J-Lo. She's coming up J-Lo. A lot.
Yeah. Look at that.
There's always TikToks about how she can't sing.
Do you
follow those?
I think that voices, there's, like, we should hold space for a lot of different kinds of voices.
Totally. And she brings so much to the table, we don't need her to necessarily be Mrs. Ariana.
And honestly, I think her work ethic really makes up for, like, what a lot of the other girls aren't doing.
Yeah,
well, I think she's an amazing actress.
Yeah. And she's a dancer. She's a businesswoman.
Yes.
She's a mom.
Aww, we're all crying.
And she stayed the course when it came to a man.
Yeah, I love that story.
He's so fucking hot.
Did you hear Ben Affleck?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Never. You don't think he's hot? What about Matt Damon?
No. More so than Ben.
No.
Yes.
Team Ben.
Much more attracted to Matt than
Ben. I want
Ben
Affleck to
but neither of them are
be
like,
dirty in my house.
I wouldn't risk it all for either.
Oh. Who would you risk it all for?
I mean, if we're going with that category of person, Brad.
Oh, Pitt.
Breaking.
Mr. P?
Yeah. I thought TikTok.
Mr. Who would you risk it all for?
New segment.
New segment. That is really good.
Probably like a Tom Holland.
Oh, you would risk it all for Tom
Which
Holland.
Which one's that? The baby?
Spider.
is that Zendaya's baby?
Not Tom Holland. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, he is something.
He's cute.
He's cutie.
But I don't know if you're going to risk it all. I would risk something.
Is he a child? I like, cut this.
He's not. But Zendaya broke up with him, or they broke up.
I saw her yesterday on the street.
Are you serious?
Whoa.
I was on the street in my car, and she was in her car.
Did she seem sad?
She was driving?
No, she had like a cute little bob.
They definitely broke up.
If
Zendaya has a bob, they broke up.
Wait, Zendaya was driving a car?
Yeah.
By herself?
Mm-hmm. That's like...
I cannot picture her being anywhere without like security.
Really? I feel like as a Virgo, she...
You know, on Thanksgiving, I went to grade school, and I got to her house. First thing she says to me, I just saw Shawn Mendes in his car.
That's huge.
Yeah.
I've seen Shawn Mendes in the wild.
Is he? Well, he lives in Santa Monica, I heard.
Is he openly gay? Sorry, is he not gay?
I don't think he's gay.
Okay, sorry.
I don't work. Or if he is, he's not open.
He wants you to ask the question.
Oh, that's cool. So does Taylor.
Yeah.
Really?
No, but Taylor in the 1989 TV said, like, in this album, I was like, people can't stop speculating who I'm dating and who I'm not. I'm just going to hang out with my girlfriends and that will put a stop to it. But it turns out that's not true. But like she said, like, I'm not gay. Mm. And if someone says they're not gay.
I also said that at some point. If someone says I'm not gay, they usually are.
Yeah. That's true. Okay, so you saw Zendaya in the car.
Yeah.
What color Range Rover? Black?
It was like black, yeah.
Who were you thinking of when you said Tom Holland?
What's his name? He was in the... The Witcher. What's his name? He was Superman, I think.
I never know who's
Tom.
Superman.
What's his name?
That
Tom?
Guy with the eyes?
Not the Thor, the other guy.
Hemsworth?
No.
Tom.
From Smallville.
No, not Tom Wellington. Is it Tom even?
Everyone's talking about
Tom. He was Superman. You would risk it all for this
person. For this guy that I don't even know his name. That's actually how it goes usually. Someone at the gym, I'm like, I'd risk it all for you. I don't even know your
name.
Who
would I risk it all for? Oh my God. Well, you know, I can't even get through a fucking episode of The Leftovers without diddling my clit.
I know. I think would risk it all.
He is so... Have you seen him in real life?
No.
I saw him in Washington Square Park once because he lives in that area.
Yeah, he's kind of a New York staple.
Yeah. How do you know?
What?
How do you know?
Yes. Oh.
Oh, Henry.
Tom. What?
Oh.
Henry Cavill.
I don't care.
Let me Google image.
sorry.
I love that.
I mean, about him.
Love his hairy chest.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care. You're like, you asked the question, bitch. I don't care.
I would risk quite a bit.
Let me see. Everyone go around and say, how much would you risk?
How much would you risk?
I wouldn't risk anything for that.
John, you would risk it all.
I'd rather have.
What picture did you show? Let me see.
I mean, I just showed this kind of like.
Oh, condom.
I know, I know.
You have
I
to
know.
Show like the hairy chest.
None of that's coming up like that. Oh, is he Aquaman at some point?
Is that what it was?
So you're really. So I don't like him in Witcher. You seem to.
What's Witcher?
I didn't watch.
You
the
love
Witcher.
A hairy chest.
I do love, a hairy,
love
chest.
A hairy chest.
And hairy arms.
Yeah. Oh.
If you have a hairy arms, slide into
So are you
arms.
Single? What's going on with you now? Who are you now?
Am I now? Right now, I am. I would say I used to be like a lover. Like I grew up watching rom-coms and being like, that's me.
Yeah.
I'm Meg Ryan. I'm Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
And now I'm nothing of the sort. I am.
Really?
No.
Why?
I feel like I'm more like Amy Schumer in that one movie that she was like.
Yeah. Yes. Which like, yeah.
That's how she was. Like the whole movie. She's like. I'm like a little bit of a train wreck.
No, you're not.
Not like in a bad way. Just like in a.
Oh, okay.
Like in a fun, fast, and furious way. Like.
Oh, good.
Just like bulldozing everything.
Because you said off air you don't want to date someone right now.
I don't think I do.
Yeah.
I think, but that's also like dependent on, I think, like the weather sometimes and
yeah.
like the season and like if I'm working. Usually when I'm not working, I'm like, I could really fall in love.
Yeah.
Of course.
But when I'm working, I'm like, I am out working. I'm busy. I'm that, you know.
You're that girl.
Who knows? Maybe in like a month I'll be in a relationship and you'll be like, he's crazy.
Yeah.
If you move back to New York, where do you want to live?
Well, when I do my apartment swap, I'm going to be staying in Clinton Hill.
Oh, gorgeous. Cute.
But I think I'd live in Brooklyn again or Chelsea.
Yeah, I want to move back rich and move into like West Village or something.
Oh, yeah.
In like 3 years.
A lot of the gays live in West Village. Well, they've always kind of.
Yeah.
But like,
you know where it's so nice? My friend who lives like really West Chelsea, like up high almost, like in the 20s.
I know, but then you're so
far. Like the Hudson Yards vibe?
No, no. Mm. More like there's like, there's some really beautiful like townhouses and stuff. So anyways, you're bulldozing, you're having fun.
I'm figuring out what I want. It's I don't know. I'm like 36 now. I think by 40, I'll have it figured out.
Yeah.
100.
Everyone's like, do you want kids? I'm like, I used to be that gay too. That was like, I want a family portrait.
Yeah.
You know, and now I'm just
it wears
like,
off.
It does wear off. And I don't know what I want. I don't know which way I want to go, but I just know it's going to be the right way, whichever one I pick.
Oh, yeah. Why are you so wise?
I say that also to be like, whatever happens is good.
You're also like always traveling. You're always going to a different city.
Yeah. I think trying to be an actor for so long, I was like, I didn't get to do anything. I had to like work all the time. So now that I like have made a little bit of money, I'm like, oh, I want to see the rest of the world. I want to see what it has to offer. And also doing that as a single person is really fun. Yeah. Like I've traveled with a boyfriend and that's really nice too. But I don't know. There's just something fun about being alone.
Yeah.
And just like having to like fend for yourself and eat, pray, love it.
Yeah.
It's quite a rush.
Yeah.
Are you dating for fun?
Yeah, of course. I mean, like when I went to Austin, I met these two guys that were in a relationship and like became their...
As we've discussed.
Sweet third.
Yeah. That's like, so fun.
Dude, now they're friends forever because they're just really good people. And like... It was a very eat, pray, love vibe when I went there. I was just like, I want to see what Austin's about. And I
found out. How long were you there?
A month.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And then how did the thruple
rear its head?
How did it rear put its head back?
Well, it's still, I mean, I think when you like hang out with a couple, it's either you get the vibe that they want to have you as a boyfriend or you get the vibe where it's like, okay, that was nice.
Yeah.
And we're still friends, but like this isn't like a permanent thing, which is what the latter felt like, which is good because I don't think...
You didn't want to
move I've always in. Said famously, not famously if no one's heard, but I always said I'd be a perfect third because I like to like...
Oh.
I'm like a classic people pleaser.
Yeah.
Which I'm recovering from, but I love to like sense what everyone needs and like, you know, I feel like that's a good third, but... I tried it out for a while and I was kind of like a little stressed, like how everyone else is feeling.
I know. Is everyone good? The group dynamics would stress me out, I think.
Yeah.
I get too worried that they were mad at each other or something.
Yeah. Or mad at me mostly. I'm like, is everyone mad at me? They're like, no, we love you.
Yeah. Aww. I'd be like, they're mad at me that I'm like encroaching on their space, or I'd be like, they're in a fight, I could tell.
Yeah.
That's like when I was a nanny, the parents were always like, I was like, y'all are in a fight, I could tell.
You were a nanny and you were like, is this about me? And they're like, what?
I've never been a third. That'd be fun.
Why not? I think everyone should be a third at least once.
Wow, that's beautiful.
I remember my mom always told me that growing up.
It's like everyone should be a waiter and everyone should be a third.
The things I wish I knew, the things I told my young daughter before she went to college.
Oh, you should always be a third for at least a month in Austin.
Oh my God, I wish my mom would say stuff like that.
Oh.
And
who do you want to be? What's your dream?
I want to be, if I'm not in New York, I just want to be like an old New Yorker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you know that vibe where they're just like, life is cool. Like, don't be so, like, serious about everything.
Yeah.
Love art. And not, like, in one of those, like, small town ways where, like, we pay for these seats every season. Like, no shade to, like, small town old people. But, or shade.
There's a lot of them who listen to this. Small town. It's a lot of small town old people.
But I just want to be, like, a creative old person. And, live a happy life. I want like a house in the country.
Yeah, me too. And
I want multiple properties, which is funny because I've been renting for my whole life.
Yeah. So. I want to own here and I want to own in New York, or I want to own in New York and rent here.
Where?
Where to like, own?
Yeah.
I don't necessarily know yet where I want to own here or rent here.
Would you live in the hills?
I would have to see.
It
would
be really crazy driving around those hills.
I know.
Have you guys been to any parties in the hills yet?
I haven't been to anything.
I went to a party in the hills.
Johnny, I've never stepped and repote.
Step and
repote. I don't think I would like to live anywhere where like either even like those big houses North Feliz.
Yeah.
Feliz. North Los Feliz.
It's actually Feliz, but people here say Feliz. So
yeah.
And if you say Feliz, they will believe you.
Like when you get up to those roads, I'm like, can these not be so windy? And then also like up by the Hollywood Reservoir, I'm like, can this not be so windy? And then like in the hills, I'm like, can this not be so windy?
So you want like a flat?
I want, like, yeah, I want to kind of leave my home and not feel in danger.
So Beverly Hills.
I guess.
I'm, like, narrowing it down. I'm a real estate agent. <on this>.
And then I want to own it in the West Village.
Okay.
Like, probably a townhouse.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
$13 million.
Yeah, by Marie's prices.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Need it. I walk by them for sale all the time, and I'm like, imagine.
I'm Cold Stone, gotta have it.
Yeah, like it, love it. No, gotta have it.
I'm always, oh my God, I love those. I gotta have it, like the biggest one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh
first.
My God.
It's like, not only so do you good. Got it, well, it's interesting because it's like.
There we go.
Well, the sizing of Cold Stone, it's like, just because you gotta have something over liking it doesn't mean you necessarily want more of that thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
So it's like they assume that like the more you want bit of it, the more of it you want.
Yeah. Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
Oh, now that I have it,
I love it.
So actually, gotta have it, like it, love it.
Yeah, but I almost think like.
It's like it, love it, diabetes, I think.
Yeah.
Which,
God bless.
Which you won't have from your bar that you've been eating.
I know, my little donut.
Daydreaming
mind.
Daydream of
donut mind. Donut on the brain.
Does anyone daydream of donuts?
I don't think so.
I did have a really special donut last time I was here. Really, really, really special donut.
There's a lot of donut places in LA. I don't know if you've noticed.
Yeah, I have noticed. Like, why? It's almost like.
Sometimes they're really good.
Me think. Thou doth protest too much or something. It's like that girl trying to prove she doesn't have an eating disorder. it's like Bethany eating on her Instagram. That's what LA God. Having all donut places is. It's like, we see what you're doing. Bethany. It's Mindy Kaling. It's Mindy Kaling posting her eating buffalo wings. Yeah. It's like, you're on Ozempic, bitch.
Oh
that's what
God.
I think when I see an LA donut place.
That is so funny. Oh, we're probably in the age of Ozempic where people like will post that they're eating.
Yeah.
And then there's like a spit bucket by like.
Oh,
I know, like
my
that episode
God.
Of
Diet Cut.
I always think of that episode of Sex and the City.
Which one?
When they went to LA and Miranda was meeting her old New York friend for steak. And they had always loved steaks together in New York. But as soon as she sits down to lunch, she starts to realize LA has changed this person. They begin eating their steaks and then he keeps spitting his steak into a bucket. And.
Oh my God.
I don't remember that one either.
A napkin. Oh, a napkin.
A napkin.
Not swallow. It's like, that's the best part.
I know.
Am I right, whores?
I remember being like a teenager and me and my best friend, we used to follow like all the celebrity gossip, like Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
When she was dating like Samantha
Ronson. Because she was huge when we were in high school. Do you remember the picture of her sitting on a bed? There was a picture that came out of Lindsay Lohan sitting on a bed when I was a junior in high school. The picture literally made me think like, oh my God, maybe
what are you
I don't have to come
Lindsay
out.
Lohan yeah. sitting on a bed.
Yeah. On bed 2004.
Oh my God.
No, this isn't it.
It's like a bunch of
I need the bed
beds.
Photo.
Well, we used to, it's so we read in it like a gossip.
Oh my God.
Is that hot and sexual?
Is it like.
I could be straight for that.
Oh, at 18. This is crazy.
Let me see.
I know.
At 18?
Let me show our guest.
Oh God. I'm mesmerized. It's such a time capsule. That Poochie bikini.
Yeah. Oh, Poochie.
Isn't that hot?
That picture. I love how I didn't remember it. But yeah. Now
you know.
Now,
I remember being like, no, I am
straight.
She was
18 in that?
Aww.
Oh, that's gross.
I know, the side
she
part.
She looks great, but that's gross that they had her
she
at 18.
She looks gorgeous. I just wish she wasn't doing that fake tan.
I think that's so sexual. As someone who just
era.
Posted a thrift shop,
like,
absolutely
should
slathered
in. Like...
Yeah.
This is why it's so good there's a video element now. So anyways, Johnny...
It's very Meredith in the last scene of the finale for Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
I actually have a similar wardrobe to Meredith.
Meredith Marks.
How is it Brooks?
He's, well, he hasn't been in a ton this season.
Oh, I love
his
work.
I matched color. With him on Raya, I think.
Did you really?
Oh, wow.
Are you attracted? I know.
Are you attracted to older, younger, same age?
Honestly, I was... on a date with someone recently and we were talking about like types.
Yeah.
And I was just like describing the guys I've been with. He's like, oh, you're kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
I was like,
that's
oh,
a good way to be. You're a lover,
thanks.
Babe. Back to that rom-com spirit we used to have.
Yeah. I was like, I'll take anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, do you guys have a crush of the week? It can be a person, place, thing, idea, anything.
My crush of the week would have to be a girl called Shannon O'Dell, kind of a New York transplant that I knew from UCB, but now she goes to my gym.
Love.
Yeah.
Do you have one, Johnny?
It's kind of just like my crush of the week is being off Instagram.
How long have you been off it?
I'll be off of it for the month, but I've been off since December 31st at 12.
Wow.
How's it midnight.
Feel? Bonnie, you're a haunting story. This is like the, like, baby shoes never worn, like a brief sad story. Yeah. A woman in my orbit seemed unwell, and I reached out to her to say, how are you? And she said, been rough, but doing a lot better since I got off Instagram. And I was like, oh, good for you. She had posted a grid post 11 minutes prior.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Also, I'm going to use a woman in my orbit. Yeah, I've been enjoying, like, being able to do other things than scroll.
Yeah.
It's been nice.
My crush is the soup I made. Mm. From what I did was I got fancy broths from Erewhon, which is so
you
divine.
You went straight to Erewhon when you got here,
immediately. It's absolute heaven there.
Did you see Jacob Elordi there?
I'm not attracted to him. What do you think?
You were waiting to say that.
Yeah, every episode since December, he's been saying it.
Can I tell you the only time I've ever seen him was at a coffee shop and someone recognized me?
No.
And they like came up, they're like, you're Johnny. Da, da, da.
Oh, that's great.
And
I was like, that is the best.
Which Erewhon do you go to? The one by the Grove?
I don't go.
You don't go?
No, there's a new one in Beverly Hills, though, that's really cute.
You love Beverly Hills.
I know, that's our third.
I live in East Beverly Hills.
This is me gunning to be a housewife, even though none of them live in Beverly Hills.
Do they not?
No, they live in like Encino.
What's that?
Shout out to Encino, we love. People own houses there, I can't.
I don't even know where that is.
It's like in the valley.
I'm sure you're really close to owning a house.
That way.
Does that help?
Oh, that's so sweet that you think that.
You seem it.
That's all I need.
You just never know. I'm always like, it's crazy.
Yeah. And I'm like Sydney Sweeney. I have to keep working because if not, I'm broke.
She really should never have said that. Was like the one thing I think of when I think of her.
I always remember being like 23 and reading this interview with Chris Rock where he said like, this one year I bought a house and that was the most productive year of my life because I knew I have to keep writing or I have to pay for my house. I remember thinking, like, that's not how writing works. You know what I mean? Like, every word I get a little bit more for my house. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, what are you talking about?
Paid per word.
Yeah.
That's kooky.
Yeah. Also, you sitting down to read a Chris Rock interview.
I forget.
So funny.
I was 23. I was closeted. I was reading Chris Rock interviews.
You're like, I should get some inspo.
Yeah. For some reason, I remember when, as I was reading the interview on my phone, I was walking under the BQE towards the Graham L.
Wow. You were what?
Walking under the BQE towards the Graham L.
When you read that?
When I read that.
I love that.
When I had that thought.
Yeah. It isn't how it works, is it?
It isn't. It's certainly not for me, at least.
Now, do you guys feel hot today?
We're just
two gym rats over here, me and you.
I'm feeling insecure about my thirst trap. Because of the people keep commenting. I hate when someone like...
What do
like,
they say?
Obviously, you know I'm posting this thirst trap. Because I look good in it.
Uh-huh.
Then you, as a comedic genius, don't need to then, like, see something else in the frame and comment on it. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, you're only causing harm.
People are like, I'm the Jergens bottle?
Yes.
They love to do that.
Yeah.
That's people
just say I look hot and keep it moving.
I know. It's like, no one...
But people... No one wants to... Everyone's a coward. They don't want to just say you're hot. They want to be like, I want to engage with this person.
Yeah, they're like,
that's their way of flirting.
But some people that we all love dearly are doing it.
Oh.
Yeah, but that's they're trying to engage with you.
Yeah.
I know.
You're like, don't talk about the bottle. Talk about me.
Or just like, don't... It's like if... Yeah, it's just like... You know a million people have already made this comment.
You know.
Oh, no. Not a... Yeah.
So, like, maybe don't.
New 2024 catchphrase, maybe don't.
If you're gonna, maybe don't.
Maybe don't is that picture of Lindsay Lohan on the bed.
Oh, my God. That maybe picture. Don't.
Wait, so you already posted it. See, I'm not on Instagram. I couldn't see.
That's right.
It's been posted for the past 2 hours.
It's been posted for the past 2 hours.
So is it doing well? Like,
is doing well. Okay. It's getting
in your story, right?
It's in my story.
Oh, I thought it was a grid.
No, it's not like, it's the saddest like mirror selfie you've ever seen.
No, I just saw it. It was
I know,
good.
But it's like, that's how you can't post that on your grid.
Oh, I guess you could.
11 minutes. If you'd be off
you
the
could always archive it later. I do that all the time.
What do you mean archive it? Like put it in your
I post it and then like, I'll be like, oh, I hate this now. And I archive it.
I see what you mean.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
I feel good. Sorry, I feel hot because I worked out.
Yeah.
But it's not enough.
Yeah.
Because I wish I had time to like get dressed for the podcast. But whatever. There's no sexy way to sit in this chair, so I just have to embrace it. For the female form.
Yeah.
You guys never understand what I've been through.
I feel hot. I felt hot today at the gym because I've been doing this thing where I have a little notebook, yes, like this big.
Yes.
And I like write down my, yes, workouts and like reps and stuff.
Yeah, do you have a trainer?
I don't. I, oh, did. Right. I used to. He taught me a lot.
I need to learn some
strike
things.
Happened, so I was like, gotta go.
Yeah.
I know.
But I felt hot because I felt focused. And when I feel like I'm dialed in,
don't
I feel
you get
hot.
Bored like less lifting? Like in general, lifting weights, like it's so boring.
Yeah, but then you try, like you change it up.
Yeah, and like when you're writing down, weights, so yeah.
You, like, are you listening to something?
Yeah.
Music or podcast?
I have like a gym playlist.
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't like to like, well, I guess because I don't do your AirPods.
Oh, yeah. What do you listen to? Like you have the little.
No.
Well, I go to a gym that like they play music and like also it's kind of like group fitness.
With your ears just too.
Yeah. I like to just be free, young, wild, and free. I like to be young, wild, and free at the gym.
I blast it double because it's like they are playing music at the gym and you have to go in there and say, nope.
Do you have the over ears?
Yeah. Well, I just got them because I don't want anyone to talk to me at the gym.
Good.
Maybe I just need those is what I need.
But I'm not comfortable running in them.
Yeah, that feels aggressive.
Yeah.
There's girls wearing those with their hair down running on the treadmill.
Hair I love fully, women at the gym, especially in LA. It is like...
Hair fully down, full beat.
Yeah, full beat.
Over
How does
and
that
then
work
running.
With, like, because I've worn makeup a handful of times.
You were in pose, for Christ's sake.
And I feel like every time I'm in makeup, I just, like, want to, like... take it off, and I can't imagine like sweating in makeup.
True, I know.
I can't imagine sweating in makeup.
Really. Is that misogynistic?
No,
I'm not offended.
Okay. I'm always asking myself, was that misogynistic?
I don't
That's
think
nice.
So.
I don't want to sweat through makeup. Anyways,
anyways, she's offended.
Yeah, I have to go. I
have to go somewhere women are safe.
Oh, I guess we're
done. Are you mad? Are you mad at me?
No, I'm not.
Are you mad at us, Johnny?
Not at all.
Are you mad at me?
No.
I'm so happy I finally met you.
I
and
can't
I'm
believe
see you, at Ryan's show.
Tuesday.
Yes.
What show?
Ryan's doing a show.
Ryan O'Connell?
Yeah.
I wasn't included in the telling of the show.
Oh. Come on through.
Where is it?
What's that one that everyone does shows at?
Is it the Elysian?
Dynasty Typewriter.
One of those.
Largo.
I think it's the Elysian.
I think it might be the Elysian.
Actually, I don't know. Anyways.
I've done many shows there. Never as like anything important. Just like
a, like what?
Like an improv show.
Oh, cool. You're an improviser?
Yeah. I love improv.
Okay, cool.
It's my favorite. So when there's a script, I'm like, nah.
Hey.
Hey.
That's what I love about hacks. They always let me do some.
I wrote that for you.
No, I love good writing.
My friend, not my best friend, because his best friend lives in Battery Park, but my friend wrote that for you.
My best gay guy friend.
Yeah. Your best sober friend. I'm fucking wild.
Do you ever have actors that are like, I'm gonna become a writer?
Do I ever have that?
Yeah. Like, what do you know, mean? Like,
I have people.
Actors that have never written a word in their lives. Yeah, all
that's
of a sudden,
everyone.
Like,
you know. Everyone during the pandemic was like, I just sold a script. I was like,
Jenna Ortega.
That's me, though. I've never written a script.
Honestly, what annoys me more than that is that I have people in my orbit who, like, I'll see what they do on stage. I'll celebrate it. I'll support it. And then I'll hear them describe it to someone else's stand up. And I'll think to myself, I think to myself, well, that's interesting.
You know, I actually did write a script.
That's amazing.
Aren't you proud of me?
Yes.
It's not done, but it's in progress. My first time.
I did write a script.
I know.
And it's not done though.
Yeah.
I just like start. I've started so many over the past like 10 years that finally it feels good to have a first draft.
Yeah.
This is erotic.
Yeah. I had a massage the other day that was somehow like erotic without being sexual.
Oh.
And I almost think that's
I think
what
you said that.
I think that's almost what gave me my rash.
Interesting. You know, I had a $400 lymphatic drainage massage yesterday.
Yeah.
Why did I do that?
Why did
that
she do
sounds it? Really nice. Was it chic?
It was chic and it actually felt incredible. It was the kind of thing like a very beautiful friend like sends you a thing and I'm just like, I'm booking it. And then you like don't look at like, what actually is it? How much is it? And then you show up and you're like, what the fuck? I'm like,
yeah.
And actually, I remember her being like, don't do this unless you're doing a bunch of other things to get in shape because it's kind of like the cherry on top. Mm. Whereas I'm starting from, I'm making it the base. I'm like, it's the ice cream.
Yeah.
And then what am I going to do? But she told me not to have any caffeine or alcohol for 2 days.
For 2 days after the massage.
Yeah, but I can't not have caffeine. It gives me the worst headache in the world.
Oh.
Anyways.
But she drained your lymph nodes.
She slurped them out. It felt so good.
Do you know I do that every morning? I just drain my face.
Oh, Johnny, I love that. Oh, that I can like feel that.
Is that what
you're doing? Oh God, is there a specific video you follow?
No, I did at one point, and now I just like do it on my own.
Is that what Jade Rollers are for? In a way,
I have two Jade Rollers I keep in my freezer.
Oh, wow. It's the best. Yeah. Before you go to set,
right?
You little freak.
To improv?
In 2020, before the pandemic hit, I almost came out with my own line of Jade Rollers.
Okay.
Because I was like always on Instagram like...
Yeah,
oh
you should.
God. I need to... Have you
the J-Lo is jumping out.
The J-Lo is
jumping
out.
Businesswoman.
J-Lo glow.
Okay, singer, businesswoman. all right.
Love it.
That's enough of us.
God bless us.
Thank you all for listening and even watching on your computers.
If you watched the whole episode of this, that would be so crazy.
Yeah.
I've never watched a podcast. But
me neither.
It's for straight men.
Yeah.
Oh, they'll love this.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, quick aside before we're done. I thought we were so funny on that Miles pod, and all the comments were about it's just funny. Like, we actually were so funny on this podcast. The comments are one us literally drawn and quartered.
I know.
They're like, these two people were just, they're the first time I've ever not been able to listen to a podcast.
Wow.
It was a different demographic.
All right. Well, chomp chomp.
Chomp chomp.
HeadGum podcast. Seek Treatment is a production of HeadGum Studios. Our associate producer is Ali Khan. Our producer is Tevi Kaunitz. Our executive producer is Emma Foley. The show is edited, mixed, and mastered by Rochelle Chen. The show art is created by Carly Jean Andrews.
Subscribe and check out new episodes on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Rate and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Love.
Love.
If you just can't take a hit, we'll seek treatment.
With Kat
and Pat.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.